confidence in who you are in Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you. Praise God. And now I see why Christina wore heels tonight. Sorry about that, guys. If everybody could please turn to John 9, 1 through 7 to get there myself. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents? And he was born blind. Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work in the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As God, as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had spoken, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is interpreted sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Jesus healed the blind man, and before he did this, he explained to his disciples that the man was not blind because he sinned, but he was blind so that others could believe in Jesus, so that others could believe that Jesus was God manifest in the flesh. Jesus did many other wonderful things. He rose Nazareth from the dead. He healed the woman with the issue of blood. He cast out demons, and he stopped the stoning of a woman who was to be stoned for an adulterous lifestyle. They were all saved by the grace of God. And they were healed, and they had a testimony, a reason to go on. Their trials were hard and almost unbearable. But my question is, as Christians, if we all had perfect lives, would any of us be working for the kingdom? Would any of us have the relationship that we have with God now? Although God does not desire us to dwell in misery and hurt, He does desire us to become wise leaders in faith and in our trials. In order to show the works of God, we must go through sometimes the most difficult things. And as we stand in the middle of life, facing hurt after hurt and pain after pain, we ask God, why? We can find ourselves in situations that seem impossible, things that are unheard of, but not in the kingdom of God. I know myself and others have found themselves in many situations in their life, leaving them with pain. No matter how big or small the hurt, we have to believe that having faith in God is going to bring purpose to every trial in our life. We often go through things and we think that the devil is always trying to tear us down. But did you ever think that maybe God is trying to build you up? God has to mold us, and sometimes we have to go through a particular situation. And sometimes down the road in our life, after we've gone through that situation, there's going to be someone there that we are going to have to tell our testimony to, that they are going to need it. We have to let them know that there is a way out. Recently, I've seen many hurts. Some of them were not so bad, and some of them are unbearable. Some things could be losing a job or finding out a friend has spread untrue rumors about you, or these things could be excruciatingly huge and they can never leave us. These could be things such as psychological disorders, drug and alcohol abuse, cancer, death of a loved one, and even a mother who has carried her baby full term and it's born lifeless for her to never hear cry. These are things I fear in life. But I know that I have God. I often find myself leaving my prayer closet tired and worn. But God always comes with a soft reply. His reply is, whether they're working for my kingdom or not, I still have the most perfect plan for them. When I was 10 years old, my parents divorced. And it was really unheard of for me, because I thought I had a perfect family. But behind closed doors, things I did not see, there was really things going on that my mom protected me from. And I thank God for that to this day. She had to do what she had to do to protect her family. And for 7 years, I prayed for God to bring my mom and dad back together, something that seems almost impossible. But he did. The year of 2009, my parents fell back in love. And I praise God to this day for that. Though neither of my parents are in church at this time, I know that God is going to bring them to this place. Because they are going to heaven with me. Whether the devil likes it or not, and I know that he doesn't like it, but they are going with me, as my whole family is. Sometimes I ask God why I still go through things that, you know, they stop me in my tracks. We go through things such as, and these are going to sound small, sometimes I choose sleeping over Bible reading. Sometimes I argue with my husband. Sometimes I imagine what life would be like not having to have any bills. But all the things that God is putting me through now is building a foundation of wisdom for his kingdom. I hope that we can all allow the same works in our life. Just remember that God is using you. He is working in your life. His spirit directs your mindset. His works become your life, and you find that your life is being lived for Christ, you will find joy. Many times we rely on faith to bring us through our trials. We stand firm believing that God can work through our lives, our situations, our hurts to bring us to him. However, we don't often realize that God is using these things to benefit his kingdom when we are hurting. To end, we're never going to feel qualified. When we are in our deepest hurts and our deepest trials, just remember that God needs you to find yourself in these positions, because we need this experience. We need to understand this. We need to work for his kingdom. We need to save souls. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. How many has, let me just ask this question. You could just answer it in your mind. You can wave your hand if you want to, but through the course of your life, the trials that you have been through, maybe the trial that you're still in, how many can be honest and say, I've learned some things in my trial? We've learned some things in our trial. Amen. This is one thing I hope we all have learned, and that is to continue trusting in him. Hallelujah. Learning to trust him more. Praise God. Our last speaker for this evening, he is involved in youth ministry. He's involved in campus ministry. And he has been here. I remember when he first came. I'm like, wow, this guy's got an attitude. I mean, he's got anger issues. He's got a chip on his shoulder. But it's amazing. It's amazing to watch how the grace of God can shape a person and can remake and remold a person. And he is a great Christian who loves God. He is our middle school. He's our middle school pastor, and he assists Brother Sean Dooley. Amen. Would you welcome Brother Brad Evans? We love him. Amen. Speak to us.
Praise God, church. I was a little sick this week, so